Kids who can't see the chalkboard or hear the teacher may need medical care their parents can't afford. Badger Care covers things like eyeglasses, prescriptions, and routine medical exams. It's available for little or no cost, depending on income. Erin Quinn is a single mother. She works in Dane County at a full-time job that pays $12 an hour. She says she couldn't afford her company's health insurance premiums, so turned to Badger Care.
I truly don't know what our family would do without Badger Care. It is essential for my family. We have faced two challenges on the Badger Care program. Finding dental providers and mental health services can be difficult with the lack of providers in the area willing to take Badger Care.
Yet Quinn says Badger Care is a good program for her and her 7-year-old daughter. Madison School Board member Johnny Winston Jr. says having health insurance may improve a child's ability to learn. Blacks in particular have lagged in some test scores in Dane County.
Closing the health care gap can do wonders for closing the achievement gap.
Winston and Quinn spoke outside a school where most of the students are low income. 3/4 of the students at Wright Middle School get free or reduced lunch. There are also high rates of participation for subsidized meals in Milwaukee, Menominee, and Rusk counties. Free lunch figures don't always match Badger Care, and health advocates think there are a lot of eligible families who are not applying for Badger Care. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.